Okay, what does meadow mean to you?
Meadow? I think of a meadow as being on like out in the country, like only thing of being all the time flat, you know, just like on the side of the hill.
Okay.
Out like that.
Okay, now how about if you had some land that had water in it, it was there for a long time. What would you call that?
Marsh.
Okay, any other?
Or a swamp.
Yeah, is there a difference to you between marsh and swamp?
No, it's the same thing to me. My swamp might be a little bit more dense and jungle-like, both of them mainly mean the same thing.
Okay. And what different kinds of soil do you know about it?
Topsoil.
How about a kind that may be part sand and part clay? If it's really bad soil?
No.
Get rid of loam?
No.
Okay.
Not a farm.
Yeah. If you had land that was a bit swampy and you wanted to get it ready to be cultivated, what would you have to do to the land before you could cultivate it? And say, they are...
You'd have to... You mean, it's swampy and you want to plant something on it, right? You'd have to drain it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what would you call the thing that you dug to get the water off?
Canal.
Okay. And what would you call a shallow arm of the sea? Sort of a tidal stream that flows in and out with the tide.
Wouldn't be a bay. A shallow. An inlet.
Okay. And what would the difference between inlet and bay be to you?
Well, bay. To me, a bay is deep. You know, it might start out shallow and get deep, not too far out. And an inlet be like where maybe waves are pounded in and eroded the soil and it's shallow.
Okay. What would you call a deep, narrow valley cut by a stream of water in the woods or in a field that may be about 10 feet deep and 10 feet across?
Creek.
What would you call the valley? Itself. Would you call that a creek?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If there had been a heavy rainfall and a rain had cut out a channel across a road or field, you'd call that place a?
Gully.
Okay. What does ravine mean to you?
Ravine? sort of, when I said creek, I was thinking of it as being like not a high bank.
Mm-hmm.
A ravine to me would be where there's a creek down below and a high bank, say 10, 15, 20 feet up each side of it.
Okay. Now, what would you call a small stream of water?
Small stream of water?
Yeah, I mean...
Just flowing anywhere?
Yeah.
A creek.
Okay, any other names for fresh water that just flows along? How about brook? What does that mean?
Brook, creek, it means the same thing.
Okay. Are there any streams around here?
Uh-huh. I call creeks.
Okay, creeks. Can you name some for it?
Well, yeah, Village Creek, Valley Creek. That's the main two that run through here. They're both polluted.
Really?
And, let me see, there's some little creeks that run off the Warrior River, like Mulberry Forks and Creek, that's the name of the creek.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all I can think of right here.
Okay. What would you call a very small rise inland?
A hill.
Okay. Is there anything smaller?